Our position is that for us, there will be no election in terms of respecting the rules of the Constitution. And we are asking the government to postpone that election so that we can have time to settle everything before we have a democratic election. So for us as the opposition, nothing has changed. If the government maintains the date of that election, it means that the result will not be recognized by the opposition, and the government which will come out of this election will also not be recognized as a legal government.
The former president, Laurent Gbagbo, has spoken out for the first time just before the election. He's on the side of the opposition, so he supports the opposition. At the same time, he's calling for negotiation or talks. What exactly does that mean?
Well, it clearly means that on the one hand, President Gbagbo is in the same position as the opposition in Cote d'Ivoire here, which means that he is opposed to the third term of Mr. Ouattara. It is non-constitutional and it is illegal. So he is appealing to Mr. Ouattara to respect the constitution. Now, the second thing is that he is also appealing to the government, especially to Mr. Ouattara, to open dialogue with the opposition and the civil society so that we can have discussions which can lead to certain agreement in terms of the rules of the election, in terms of the electoral commission concerning the electoral list and so on and so forth.
Right now, there is an African Union and ECOWAS delegation in Cote d'Ivoire. What are you telling them, or what are they telling you?
Well, they are not telling anything special to us. They seem to be in the position to accompany the government to violate the constitution. This is what appears to us. Now, what we are telling them is that if they really want to help Cote d'Ivoire, our country, to find a good solution to the crisis, they should not send delegations for the coming election. Besides, we have already told them that if they continue to support Mr. Ouattara in this situation where he is going to organize election, which will be boycotted by the opposition, they are also helping him to create a crisis. So they will be responsible for what will happen later on.